The Book of Habakkuk, Chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out unto you of violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity, and cause me to behold trouble? For plundering and violence are before me, and there are those that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and justice does never go forth, for the wicked does surround the righteous, therefore perverse judgment proceeds. Behold you among the nations, and regard, and wonder and be astonished, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. For, lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the earth, to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful, their judgment and their dignity shall proceed from themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen press proudly on, their horsemen shall come from afar, they shall fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. They shall all come for violence, their faces are set like the east wind, and they shall gather captives as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them, they shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap up earth, and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall transgress, and offend, ascribing this his power unto his God. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, you have ordained them for judgment, and, Almighty God, you have established them for correction. You are purified them to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity. Why do you look upon them that deal treacherously, and hold your tongue when the wicked devours the man that is more righteous than he? And make men like the fish of the sea, like the creeping things, that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with a hook, they catch them in their net, and gather them in their dragnet, therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice under their net, and burn incense under their dragnet, because by them their portion is luxurious, and their food plentiful. Shall they therefore empty their net, and continually slay the nations without mercy?